Oasis Audio presents Sink or Swim by Gary Chapman, Paul White, and Harold Myra. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Introduction. Why we wrote Sink or Swim. Perhaps you've noticed something in your workplace, something pollsters are reporting as sobering contradictions. Up to 90% of American organizations have a recognition program, yet the majority of workers say they receive no recognition. The number one reason Americans leave their jobs is because they don't feel appreciated. Then there's this. Over half of all managers think they do a good job of recognizing employees, but only 17% of workers agree that's true of their managers. Those are hard realities, considering most workers, 67%, say they're more motivated by praise from managers than anything else, including money. Workplaces have become high-pressure environments demanding more production with fewer resources. Employees worry about the economy and their future, and they often feel used and undervalued. One of the most disturbing trends we've tracked is the sharp increase of cynicism. "They don't give a rip about me," one worker told us, "only my performance." We've also noticed something that's more hopeful, a great thirst for solutions. Since negative trends have spread in businesses, healthcare, government agencies, and nonprofits, the bright ray of hope is that everyone is looking for ways to make things better. Through our work with thousands of employees, we've discovered practical principles for making recognition and appreciation authentic. We've trained leaders to use those principles to help their organizations thrive and become healthy, positive places to work. And we've written a fable that illustrates those practical principles. Why? Since earliest times, fables have been passed on from generation to generation. As scholars attest, humans are hardwired for story. Fables cut through complexity to reveal simple wisdom. In them, we see our own predicaments and reactions, both wise and foolish. Sink or Swim helps us solve the frustrating contradiction of morale-building programs hurting morale and of recognition resulting in cynicism. The story is written to be a fun, quick read, illustrating ways to communicate authentic appreciation that generates productivity and effective teamwork. The bear, squirrel, bird, beaver, chipmunk, and cat all respond in different ways, as each of us as individuals does. We shared Sink or Swim with a wide variety of managers, trainers, and other leaders, and among the many responses were these. "Because of my heavy workload and new demands, I identified with the character's pain. In my second reading, I found myself getting drawn in and enjoying it even more. I love the realism and practical insights." We've all struggled with these issues, and the principles are so wonderfully illustrated. The story is an easy read for everyone, including those who don't read very much. The fable is a great tool for groups to create awareness, stimulate lively discussion, and give hope for changing their current atmosphere into a thriving workplace. Another respondent sent us this reaction. "The characters are so true to what we're like, we're often oblivious in just the ways they are." After the fable, you'll find more of their responses to stimulate your thinking. But first, here's Sink or Swim. Gary Chapman, Paul White, and Harold Myra. Sam comes to paradise. Sam the Shetland Sheepdog loved big challenges, and landing his dream job as CEO of Monarch Enterprises, the family-run company that owned Spruce Isle, felt like the challenge of a lifetime. Standing atop the island seawall, he studied the breach where stormwaters had blasted through a while back, flooding several streets and shops and impacting Monarch's bottom line. His mandate was to ensure it never happened again, and that Spruce Isle's all-important tourist trade would continue to grow and flourish. Friends had warned him that it wouldn't be easy, and that as CEO, he'd be caught between Monarch's head-in-the-sand board and its prickly staff. Sam sniffed the sea air. He had years of experience dealing with prickly personalities. "I'll get them on board and get it done." The sun was bright,